person, he's got 160 acres. That's 1971 land. Allotment? Yeah.
Well, you got some more stuff. 160. My wife, too, Hanazi, got fish camp. 160. Only some stickers, somebody threw more than that. Throw them all the time, stick them on. That guy, the fisherman, is throw them out. Only one, two, three, four sticks. The mom is throw them out, stick in the fish camp.
Oh, stakes. He's talking about those stakes that marks a quarter mile around. That's supposed to be 5 miles, and somebody or maybe sport fisherman take their stakes out of his.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to night. I'm going to do it up. I'm going to do it up. I'm going to do it up. My wife, too.
He had to tell, he said he's got 160 acres, him and his wife over there. That's all he wants, maybe. Yeah, that's all.
Did you say your name, sir?
Gregory Wassily. Honey Z. Wassily, my wife. Gregory Wassily.
Thank you, Mr. Wassily.
Yeah, I had one question. I want to know what's going to happen, Native allotment in 1971, if we're going to lose it or what, 91.
You want to know what's going to happen in 1991? Well,
If steps aren't taken to protect your corporation's land, I think there's a good chance of losing it.
Her question was specifically about native allotments.
Oh, but not native allotments. Native allotments are okay. They can't be taken over. They can't be taxed. If you've got a native allotment, you don't have to worry about it. I'm talking about the Village Corporation's land and Bristol Bay's land.
Andrew, did the New Island Corporation have the land in a village or what? No Island Corporation had the land here or what?
You're talking about Native Corporation land? Bob, is that... That's all just municipal...
Do
you have a land?
No.
Well, maybe
asking
you...
asking about the status of the Native Corporation, what was New Haven Corporation land?
Well, you understood the question, did you?
No.
Sorry, Bob, can you... do you want to chime in there?
Okay, with the land we have here now is municipal land that everybody's living on here. She asked about the status of the Native Corporation land, which was they joined a group called Alaska Peninsula, which is a group of corporations. And this happened several years ago.
No, thank you.
to the IRA governments or to the traditional councils, keep it there, and then it'll be safe because nobody can take over our IRA governments or our traditional councils. Now, there's some other ideas, but those are the two main ideas. What view do you have about that? What do you think?
Well, I think selling your land, you know, you just, if you sell your land, you would have nothing. You would have money. With money, you can't keep the land you could keep. And I think selling your land would be just like when we first got the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, we don't have to take the money. We take the land, the whole thing. I think we would have more land.
You mean you should have taken the land, refused the money, and said, we want more land?
Yeah, that's the only thing I got. I got a little on a subsistence.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I think the initiative on the subsistence was the best thing that ever happened. Because we need the subsistence. We were the native people of Alaska everywhere was born, raised at their tradition ways and their lifestyle. And we want that just the way it is now. I know there's a lot of controversy over this yet. It's still up in the air. But we want to keep it that way. And I could tell you why. In 1930, there was a big depression. That was territorial days. The big cities out in 48, they had a tough time. In the territorial here, we didn't even know anything about it. They didn't bother us. Now, it should happen now. We will really know about it. Now this inflation, right now we have inflation. And should there be any depression now, it's going to be hard for the rural people in the bushes. And I understand the people that live in the urban cities, they don't have the subsistence like we have in the bushes out here. And games and stuff. We're getting so many lodges. Like Lake Clark alone got over 10 or 11 lodges now. They're catching the fish, getting our big games, killing the elk, and then now they're blamed on the wolf. Wolves killing off the big games. They want to kill off the wolf now. See, I don't know. I'm with the fishing board, the advisory board. So I tell those people, and they wouldn't listen. Why kill off the wolves? Our big hunters are the one that killing off the big games, and they wouldn't reveal anything about them. This is all I have, and I want to thank you. And I hope the skits I brought down have that in mind.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Wassily. Mm-hmm.
I'm Greg Van Eland from New Haven. I was born and raised here, and I'm a member of Village Council. On Village Corporation, about 3-4 years ago, we merged with Alaska Peninsula Corporation. But they haven't contacted any meetings with us, and we don't know what their future plans for 1991, and I don't even.
When the old people get $100 a month when they're over 65, does that affect their eligibility for any federal or state programs?
Yeah. We checked into that, and I think that was, it wouldn't interfere with that. They only get $1,200 a year anyway out of $100.
Yeah, so you're not paying dividends, but you actually have got this insurance program. And,
right.
The program for the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got the insurance program for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
All the shareholders.
Well, one other question I have is about the Keys Point project. I don't know why, but when we read about that in the paper, it kind of left the impression that you were going to make a lot of money out of that. You indicated earlier that it hadn't produced any profits yet.
Well, I think so far we got what, 75 lots, yeah, but we sold 75 lots, and it's $10,000 an acre up there on the water frontage.
And
that's about one-tenth of our whole land holdings that we're subdividing up there. I think we've got 160 lots.
200 lots.
Yeah.
Well, are these lots just for people to come up and build a fishing cabin on, or would they build a house and stay there year-round?
Well, these are, we're selling kind of recreational lots up there, and according to the covenants, we don't want anybody to throw up a little shack up there, because we wanted them to keep the whole area as natural as possible, and we're not asking for any. We want even the roofing to blend in with the area, because we don't need any tin roofs that could shine out of the area where it can be spotted, because we're...
So the customers, though, would likely be people from Anchorage, that kind of thing?
Well, it can be from anywhere, just as long as you got the money.
I see.
But we have a covenant on the sale, though, that they had to follow. You cannot build. We are also working with the National Park Service that we have a setback from the water frontage.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be back so far from the lake and different kind of the sewers and the buildings.
So you've got a lot of attractive land then, I gather.
Well, it's one of the, probably the better part of the state of Alaska and Lake Clark area, and it's a really good region. We really want to develop it in kind of our fisheries too, because, you know, if we do subdivide too much land, well, then we're going to, you know, probably pollute the waters if people are not very careful, and Bristol Bay is the biggest salmon spawning ground in the world. And Lake Clark and Lamb Lake is the rearing place for salmon for Bristol Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's polluted and, you know, destroyed, then we destroy another resource. And people are really kind of, you know, we don't want to do it. And we're talking about hydros, and people are talking about mining, and we don't want all this either, you know. But development, when once you start development, when it keeps on growing, it's like a cancer. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, that's, thank you very much. That kind of gives me an idea about the Nundalton Corporation's activities.
Yeah, well, there's, like I said, you know, like all I think all the corporations in the state of Alaska, you know, everybody wants to start some kind of business, but
the great-grandfather, I guess. And that's the only one we could merge with. And nothing but this hydroelectric. They want to make the hydroelectric in Tazimni, right across from Nundalton, where the river come out. They surveyed there. They made feasible study all summer. But we were planning, we start considering that too. And we found that that isn't going to work. That's going to be a lot of impact on the fish and trouts. A lot of trouts and rainbows and everything in that river.
So we thought it was going to be too much impact on the salmon and the trout. And they decided to even though they built it in New Haven, what they're going to do is make a funnel
through the point where the salmon's going to go through. But what comes down through that place are going to be some smolts going through, destroying the smolts. And the fingerlings, you know, same thing. And I think, and it's going to be, it's not going to be an overnight project. It's going to take years. So I think that had to be considered more. I don't know what other corporation do. And there are going to be a lot of people have to maintain the project and stuff. And I don't think it'll work out for our spawning salmon. That's all.
Thank you.
Can you take the page back to Congress and have them rewrite it?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Can you take the page and take it back to Congress and have them rewrite it?
Yes, sure, but you have to decide for yourselves what kind of changes you want. Sure, anybody can go back to Congress and ask them to rewrite a law. ANCSA has been changed already. At least three times since 1971. They discovered they'd made mistakes and corrected them. But this time you'd be going and asking them for a pretty major change. But I think it, of course, every law can be rewritten.
Okay.
Anyone else like to say?
Which is the federal and state both had to advise us to take this land claim, and we have taken their advice. In a way, we may fail. And if we do fail because we took somebody else's advice and we're going that route, and even our fallen citizens would come at us, well, why did we fail? Well, we also had a leadership ahead of us that telling us what to do. So in other words, we're taking a lot of responsibility also when we're in a corporation and try to succeed, and we're dealing with money, land, whatever is to the best interest of the people. I think the best interest right now, the main interest of the people right now, is to keep control of the corporations within their land claim. Well, that's all I have to say here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
My name is Melvin Trifon. I'm from Nut Elton. I too am dissatisfied with the way the land claims is being implemented. I think some of the intentions there were and are being impeded by the fact that we are a for-profit corporation and we have some social obligations to our people. And by the fact that those two are not necessarily the same, the for-profit corporations have the duty of making money. I think there was an intent somewhere there for the corporations also to look after the well-being of the shareholders. But along the way, there was a separation, it seems, and there is not a real fine distinction or a line between how those two were supposed to be blended. I think there's some legislation needed to change some of the things that were charged to the native corporations. For instance, I'm a staff person working with Nunnault Native Corporation in the land department. I find that I'm doing, like with this 14C3 section in the Land Claims Act, that the corporation is charged to do what is really a public function, and it should not come from a private profit corporation. A private private corporation should not have to pay for something that could be paid for through, say, the state or federal government. I'm talking especially about the 14C3 planning. The intent of 14C and the responsibility of who is supposed to carry it out.
We didn't hear much about the good things today, but there are some good things about it. And so they said to me, they said, "Will you come to Alaska and do this job?" And I said, "Okay." So that's what we're trying to do. Mr. Hill?
What happened to the Eskimo people in Russia that were trying to press their claims in the same way that we've done ours?
Well, you referred to the Eskimo people in the Soviet Union in Russia. There are Eskimo people in Greenland, Canada, and Alaska, and there are Eskimo people in Russia. And I've, of course, know Canada well, and I've been to all the Eskimo villages there. I'm going to Greenland in a couple of months. I've been all through Alaska, and I've asked the Soviet government to let me visit the Eskimo villages in Siberia. Now, they haven't let anybody go to visit those villages since the Cold War began, about 1949. But I've asked them to let me come there, and we don't know whether they will let me come or not. But if they do, I'll tell you all about it.
Once the commissioner's the reports are out and you make your recommendation, now whose job would it be to say, go ahead, go to Congress with whatever solution we find?
Well, you've got a lot of organizations here. You've got your village traditional councils, you've got your local village corporations, you've got your city councils, you've got your regional corporations, you've got your regional nonprofits, you've got BBNC and BBNA, and you've got the AFN, and you've got the United Tribes of Alaska, you've got the Alaska Native Brotherhood. I'll send it to all of them. Now, after that, it's up to you. I can't tell you what you should do at that point. I'll just do my best to help sort the mess out and come up with some answers. And then you have to decide what you're going to do about it then.
I've heard before that there's, well, I kind of believe it too, that even if we did come out with a general opinion from your commission and your recommendations, and it all sounds about the best. And there's also talk of the regional for-profit corporations not being in the best interest for them, and other organizations not directly benefiting from any of the repeal or any revisions or amendments to the Act, that we will not have a consensus on it, and we will not have a general opinion, therefore we would not have any action taken. I don't know if that's, hopefully that's not the case in some of the critical issues that we face, but I tend to believe that because of the for-profit corporations are the ones that's going to hurt in some of the revisions, and transferring of land from the village corporations to the traditional councils and the IRAs, the corporations would lose out because they have no, they'll lose their assets, and that's the only assets they got if they're not a really successful corporation. And if they do that, the profit corporation will be hurt. I think that's one of the issues that's going to be pretty tough to resolve, and that'll take time, and that'll just hinder our success or overcoming the Land Claims Act.
I've had, besides holding these meetings in the bush, I've held roundtable discussions in Anchorage that are conducted in public and transcribed, and I've invited leaders of the regional corporations and leaders of the tribal movement to come. And we've had leaders of both come and talk at the same table about these very questions, so that if they keep talking to each other, maybe they can work out a consensus. And at the last meeting we had in December, Byron Malott, who is the president of the largest regional corporation, Sea Alaska,
He said, look, running these corporations takes all your time. You can't think about cultural objectives. You can't think about the long-term interests of Native people as a people. You're trying to make money. You're trying to meet the bottom line. And he said, I have to tell you, that's the way it is. He's an Indian from Yakutat who heads the Sea Alaska. And he said, we have to think about how we're going to protect this land, and maybe we're going to have the corporations give the land up and have it held by somebody else. Now, that was going pretty far for the head of the biggest corporation. And Sheldon Kachetag, the president of the United Tribes of Alaska, was there. And he said, well, he said, I think there has to be a place for the corporations in the future. And he said, I want to thank the Byron Malott and the other corporate heads for keeping our land for the last 14 years. Now, I was trying to get these guys together so that they could start talking together about common problems and work out common solutions. And I think that all... Yeah.